It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Salon, Spiritual Intuitive, Lisa Beach.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. So how's it going? So everybody's been enjoying my YouTube weekly readings, which is awesome. I have two YouTube channels for those of you that are not aware. Most of you are. I do my meditation channel, which is Meditations for Moms. You can access it through my website, lisabeachy.com. And I also do my weekly vlog where I pull cards and we get to see what Spirit has to say as a general reading for all of us awesome folks out there living in this physical world. Because we're spiritual beings of light, toughing it out. We're the ones that had the guts, and our spiritual team said they'd help us out. But we're the ones. We are the ones that are going out there and forging, had the courage to come down this time. And we are happy for their support, right? Of course. So if you guys want to check out those YouTube channels, those weekly readings will help you out. You know, I've just started doing weekly readings. I think, you know, a lot of it was because I was trying to figure out what to say every week. And then also I was really just kind of loving it. So I don't know how long I'm going to continue it. You know me, I like to wing it and see what Spirit guides me to do. So, of course, this week we are also going to do this and pick a caller or two. We only have 30 minutes on this show. I am starting to reach out into the world, so I just applied to go on to Stitcher, so keep your eye out there if you like listening to Stitcher. Hopefully the podcasts will go there, and hopefully my meditations. I need to check it out and see how I can get my meditations on there. So I'm going to check that out. My hubby's looking into it because he's Mr. Technical Guy, and I love him. So everything that he helps me out with, you guys should all just give him a big thanks spiritually. He's not on Facebook or anything. He's one of those old school. It's funny, he's into technology, but not social media. So I guess that's my job. And then also, you know, I'm trying to get it out there into different, you know, venues. I'm on iTunes, so you can go subscribe on iTunes with this podcast. And I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. So if you're just coming across me for the first time, go to that little follow button, right? Click the follow button. If you have the right browser, that's the big thing. I have noticed that Internet Explorer sometimes supports Blog Talk Radio a little better than Firefox. But if you do have the chat window, scroll down to the bottom of this page right now if you're going online and doing this, and join us in the chat room. We would love to have you. So I am excited. Okay, so here's what I've been doing. Many of you guys always ask me what I'm doing, you know, because you're always kind of interested how I work with Spirit, and I love to share, as you know. So since January 1st, I didn't really want to put it out there because every year we seem to start a new diet, and I do have quite a bit of weight to lose myself, but I also want to do it for clarity, for health. As you know, I had a couple health scares the last year. I had a health scare, and I was just kind of like, you know what, this is ridiculous. I have food addictions, totally my issue. Years ago, I used to smoke. I really smoked a lot until about 15 years ago. I always quit during my pregnancies, but then I would just have a job where I wasn't really happy, and I'd pick it up again, and it allowed me the break to go outside. But that was before it was a bazillion dollars to smoke a pack of cigarettes, and which is a good thing because it's probably the only reason that I did quit for as soon as I did, when the prices started crawling up. But, of course, for health reasons as well, right? And then we started cutting back. Well, we've cut out sugar and white flour, anything white flour, and we have gone kind of Atkins-y, I guess, you know, without plugging anything. But we're not really, I'm just going to be honest, we're not sticking to it too much. What we've done is cut out carbs, right? So I really realized that my addiction area was with carbs. I'm a big believer that it doesn't affect your psychic ability because I've done amazing, you know, but I feel better. And I can do well psychically no matter how I read. It's just my own personal belief that it doesn't affect it. And then I also noticed, too, that I had a medication that I needed to be on, and that affected my readings a little bit because I do really good on readings with it. So I was kind of like, my goal this year is to taper off onto most off of most things. Try to get as real food as possible. If you know me, I was raised in a very processed food family because I had a single mom and she was just trying to survive. And food, you know, Susan, we all go through that, right? So I've been cutting back on that and I just feel better. And I think that if you can just send me good vibes, Archangel Raphael's been helping me. I've been working with him very closely on my food addiction because Archangel Raphael can help us with that, right? And I really do believe that that is where we get hung up. We can get hung up on a lot of those food issues because it controls kind of our, I guess, and for me personally, it's a free will thing. Right? For me, it's something I have to have. I have to quit cold turkey, or just like smoking. I quit cold turkey smoking. I didn't do a whole lot of gum or anything like that. For me, it's all or nothing. But I am a double Aries, so I do have that all or nothing kind of mentality. But that's what I'm doing. And I think that I'm kind of putting it out there because we're doing really well with it. And I think that I'm hoping that you guys will start to see the changes as we move forward because I have a lot of goals and there's a lot of things that I really want to move forward with this year. As you know, I left my full-time job. I am doing this full-time now. If you ever want to have a reading, go check out my website. I have a January special going on where we go month by month for this year and people are loving it. And I really just feel like it's my purpose this year to move forward in spirit. And I love and appreciate all of you for helping me with this. And I just wanted to kind of take a moment to say that. So for me this year, it's about cleaning out a lot of things. I think that I'm cleaning out mentally a lot of things that I really wanted to let go of. And Raphael's helping me with that. And when I say he's helping me, I really do just mean I sit with him for a little bit and put some green light through myself every morning. And it just really helps. And I've been cleaning my house. I've been like doing all kinds of stuff, cleaning my computer out. And I've also been cleaning our diet out. And family-wise, it's just been better. I got to work on exercise. I might actually think about doing that next week. So, and I'm just talking about a walk now and then. But baby steps, right? So whoever is in it with me, I would love for you to join me. Just kind of like, you know, we'll all support each other as we move forward. We have a huge community on my Facebook page. So I just, you know, I'll keep you a little bit posted there. I pull daily cards that keep us motivated, and I say us because they're for me too. And Spirit's just supporting me, and I can really feel it. And I think he's supporting a lot of you guys. If you watched my weekly vlog a couple of weeks ago, we were told by Spirit, and a lot of them showed up for that reading, that it is a year of jubilee. This is our year of success. And as I do readings for people, yes, some people do have to finish up the cleansing and situating of things, but I really do believe that this is the year we finally move forward. So many of us have been adjusting. You know, a lot of times we call it cleansing. But to be completely honest, it's adjusting, and it's really just clearing out what no longer serves us. And I feel that so many of us are doing that. So, awesome. Okay, so I'm going to go to callers. We have some people that have been waiting for a little bit. I have a couple people that were neck and neck. I was surprised they dialed in early, so thank you for that. The very first caller that I'm going to connect in with your spiritual team, anything that we predict is the path you're currently on, so we can give you a heads up. And we're going to see what they have to say. The first caller is a 414 area code. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hello, Felicia.
Hello. Who's this?
Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. How's it going?
It's good. It's really
awesome. Nice. What's your question?
Basically, I was just trying to see. I'm a little nervous, but I believe I have this job, but I had, they did a background check, and it's a transition from moving from one state to the other. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to wait it out and see, you know, they asked for my background check right away after I finished the on-the-phone interview.
And you, now, I'm getting 2 weeks. Did you just apply for this in, like, a couple weeks ago? Did you just get it rolling?
Well, it just started getting ruined. I applied for this a month ago. When you go through state jobs or thing like that, government job, it takes a minute. It takes like 30 days before you get the process going.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you, I want to interrupt a little bit, okay, because we only have limited time, but I have 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I was thinking 2 weeks into the future, I do feel like it's very possible that you have the job. It feels very good. Archangel Michael comes in with me, and he tells me that you had a couple false starts before this job. Is that true? Did you have a couple
Correct.
Before this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And he's telling me that there was a couple false starts, but it's all good. He's telling me that we dodged a bullet and spiritual teams helped you on those jobs, right, to get not make
mm-hmm.
them happen, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying you wouldn't have liked
it.
Yeah, he's like, you wouldn't like the environment. I keep hearing 2 weeks. So I think within 2 weeks, everything's going to be finalized. And they're also telling me that you have to take your power back. That's the card I pulled for you. I really feel as though you have to realize this is manifesting blessings into your life, so you have to own it, okay? I feel like the money that they're going to give you to relocate or however they're going to move forward with it, there's some help that happens there, but I'm not sure they actually pay for it. I feel like they adjust it in the pay or there's some sort of little buffering in how they pay you, so I'm not sure how it works out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to understand that it will take a couple weeks, maybe before you hear much. But I think it's gonna go out. It's gonna go through for you.
Okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it does.
You know what? Work with Archangel Michael because he's coming in for you very strongly, and he's saying this girl has been scared to death about it, and you had a couple false starts, and he's saying those couple false starts were like practice.
Yes.
Okay. And there was one of those false starts that was a really bad environment. You wouldn't have liked it.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with everything,
I know which one
he's
talking about.
Oh, good. So good luck with everything, okay?
Okay, thank you. And I will go
thank
on your
you.
Website and I can follow you.
Awesome.
Well.
It'll be good to see you there. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I know, that can be scary. It can be so scary because I think a lot of us, like budgets get situated at the beginning of the year, jobs start getting posted on the boards, and so many of us want change, right? So I can definitely feel that. So good luck, Felicia. I think a lot of us are moving into a new year of hope and awesomeness. All right, you guys, put a question in the chat room, and then as soon as I'm done with this caller, I'm going to go to the chat room, and I'll take a question for somebody, okay? All righty. 313 area code. Let's see here.
Hi, how are
Hello?
You?
Hi, who's
Hi,
it?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Carell.
Hi, Carell. Oh, that's a pretty name. I like that name.
Thank
okay, so, Carell, what did you want to know?
How does a particular person feel about me, and when do you see him contacting me?
Mm.
His name starts with an S.
Yeah, I know who he is. Hold on 1 second. Let's take a look here.
Yay.
I keep looking at his energy. I feel like he's floating around in the background. So what that means to me is that, I don't know, are you guys in the same group of friends or do you work together? I keep feeling like you just know him from somewhere. He's like floating in the background.
We know each other's friends, but they don't know we know each other.
I just want to make sure I'm on the right energy because they're telling me that I feel like there's a group of people, but he's on the edge of it, you know, like so maybe everybody doesn't know or whoever you're hanging out with. You know what? I like him as a person. I think he's a very nice person. I do feel as though he's interested in you, okay? I do feel, though, there's a little bit of lack of commitment for him in his relationship. So it doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It just means, mm-hmm. does he date a lot?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to put that out there, right? Because if you do, I think he'll ask you out. I do feel like you can probably start something with him, but you need to trust your higher self. That's the card that I pulled. I feel like you have to, the interest is there. I feel like he's going to ask you out probably within the next week or two. But
Ooh.
What I want to see from this, and it's almost like you flirting with him, so he realizes, because I don't think he really quite realizes you like him too. But then I feel like what happens there is you have to understand that he may still date for a while, even after you guys date, because he dates quite a bit, okay? Now,
yes, he
moving
does.
moving down the line, they're not telling me which way it's going to go. I'm just going to be honest with that. I think it's part of your life lesson. But they are telling me that there will be dating involved, and then it's a lesson for you to trust your gut, trust your higher self, and see where it goes from there. Because I do think he's interested in you, and I do think it has a lot of potential. But what they're telling me is that he dates other people. That's what they just keep telling me.
He do. That is accurate.
All right.
That is true.
As long as that's straight up, and you know, you know that. But I do, I like him. I mean, I think he's really nice. I think he's got really great potential. And I do see a possibility of it moving forward. But I think you may choose and maybe decide maybe you don't like him as much when you meet him,
mm-hmm.
really meet him, and start dating.
Oh,
so
God.
Just be open to that and check it out, okay?
Okay, so I won't hear from him in the next week or two, or that's when we
yeah.
just keep going out.
They tell me you have to flirt with him first. So it's almost like a group environment or a party or something, or you guys are hanging out somewhere, and you just kind of give him the eyes and you giggle with him a little bit, and then he just needs that sign so he knows you're interested.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
So I know, sweetie. Okay. I know, but you know what? It won't take much, so I wouldn't worry too much about it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great
All right.
day. Okay.
Good luck.
Don't work too hard.
You too. Talk
okay.
to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Chat room, as promised. I have one up here. I know I saw one. So how are you guys going? If you want a reading, go to my website, lisabeachy.com. I'm doing so good. I talk a lot on my readings. I'm just saying straight up. But I do record them. So if you're ever worried, and you can always record them on your end too. I have no problem with that. So I do send you the file when we're done reading, right? And I do it for international folks on Skype. Okay, so those people that are international, I'm scrolling up to the top. I have Writerheart22 here said, Lisa, I'm in a job situation that's become unbearable and have been looking for a new job. I'm not sure that I want to continue doing the same position, but something with more say and input can the angels advise? Let's take a look here. Oh, okay, so Writerheart22. I pulled the Fox card from the Stephen Farmer deck, the Power Animals deck that I use. It says adapt to the changes that are happening. I think within your work environment, your work is changing. And what they're telling me is I don't know that you really need to leave so quickly. I would try to – I know it's hard. I know. I hate giving this answer when folks don't really want this answer. But it'll take you this long to look for a job, right? So I do think it's going to take a while to look. But I do feel like you need to hang out for a couple of months. Major changes are happening in your work environment. They're going to make it a little more survivable. And I would definitely go looking. Now, remember, I don't endorse any websites that I say, but I do give references to them. The site that I like to use is Indeed.com. It's a wonderful job search engine. So anybody that's looking for work, it will go out on the internet, put your city name in, it'll pull all the jobs in your area off their websites. So it's not like, you know, the other websites out there that are just a bunch of salespeople. It's a great website. So they're showing me that website, and I love it, so they always show me that website when they want somebody to keep, you know, looking. So keep looking, Writer's Heart. They're also telling me that there are changes coming. That person that's driving you cray-cray is probably going to leave within the next 3 months. I'm feeling it. I really do feel as though you might have to suffer it for a little bit. You might have to lay low. They're showing me a little zip your lip and just kind of keep opinions to yourself. I feel like there might be a few people around you that do kind of gossip a little bit much or a little bit negative Nellies, right? So I think if you don't interact as much, you'll be happier. And I also feel as though a lot of these things are going to clear up and the solution will make itself clear within the next 2 to 3 months. But do keep looking. I mean, it you know, sometimes nothing's 100% accurate. If somebody tells you they can give you 100% accurate reading, run. But I do feel as though change is coming no matter what within 2 to 3 months. It's on your soul contract. And I think you should keep looking, but I do feel you'll likely stay in this place and be happier. And that's what they're telling me. I think that you have been established there. And I feel like you have the benefits that you need, the time off that you need, the money that you need. And it allows you to do something on the side, which will help out later on in life. So do your best. Don't talk so much to everybody around you or let that energy, you know, infiltrate. And it'll be better. Okay? So I hope that helps. All right. I know. I just keep it up with spirit here. It's like a lot of rush, 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 rush. All right, we got 10 minutes left. I'm going to go to the next caller. It is 407 area code. Hello, this is Lisa. Who's this?
This is Luna. Hello.
Is it Luna?
Yes.
Did you said Luna?
Yes.
That's like the best name ever.
Thank you.
Okay, so what did you want to ask Spirit today, Luna?
It's been driving me crazy, but for the past 3 years, my guy and I have been trying to have a baby. I've had 2 miscarriages, and so we're hoping if this is the year.
It is the year. It is. I'm sorry you've had to go through that. I mean, I think that when I look at your timeline, are you relatively young? Are you around 30 or a little bit under?
I am 30. Well, it's funny. I look like I'm a lot younger. Everyone tells me my oldest is 18 years old, so a lot of people think I'm his older sister, but I am 38.
Okay. Did you only have him?
No, I had three others from a. I had three others from a previous marriage.
I need to tell you what they're giving me. Okay, I don't have to get too into the background, but I do believe that you have the opportunity to give birth to one more child. But here's the interesting part: when I tap into the energy, I see two. I don't know if it's the two miscarriages that you've already had. Let me double check with them. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, because the card I pulled was the Raven card, which is own your power, right? And I think that belief is a lot of this, because they are telling me that the two miscarriages are actually the same child. And I feel like I don't know if there was another miscarriage earlier on in life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Or a pregnancy that didn't follow through? Okay. Because I keep seeing this one child moving through the pregnancies, and it's the same spirit. It's the same spirit that just comes in. What we really need to do here to make this kind of move into fruition for you is work with the Archangel Gabriel in the female form. She comes in as a female when she's working with a conception of a baby. And I'm also looking at the other card was accept your follies and find the teaching in them. There is something that was going on in your either eating habits or exercise habits. Something was going on with an intake of some sort with your body. And they were telling me that figured out a pattern. Does this make sense? It feels like you figured out a pattern of the pregnancies. Like something that wasn't quite working. There's either a new vitamin or there's a new kind of, you took something out of your diet. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, sweet. No,
it is true.
Okay, you already did that though, right?
You started adjusting
what they're talking about?
I started regulating my temperatures, taking my temperatures every day. I started drinking a lot more water. And paying attention to meditating for myself. So
okay,
I'm
sweet.
A yoga instructor.
Yeah, it's
as
something
well.
With
so
the intake of your body.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're telling me that you've already accepted your follies, you figured out, because whatever you're doing right now is the right way to move forward. Archangel Gabriel, I have a meditation for Meditations for Moms with Archangel Gabriel. I think it is about conceiving or creativity, maybe. So
yep, I heard
go
that
check
one.
It out. Cool. No, I think that, this year is definitely your year, but I think that I do have to let you know that I see the number 2, okay? So I'm not sure what that means, if it means there might be a try and then another try. I'm just not positive, because she's like, I keep seeing the number 2. Could be twins. You know?
Well, it's funny because it runs in my family and it runs in his.
Okay.
So,
my
youngest baby from my other husband keeps saying that that's what he wants, is twins.
Awesome. It's a power manifester, that one. So you just better, just kind of know that take it easy, don't overexercise, do whatever it is that you're doing to kind of create a comfortable womb. She's showing me like a feather bed in the womb, so maybe that's what you can focus on when you're meditating. And I keep getting the number 2, so I just got to put it out there.
Okay,
but, yeah,
perfect.
I definitely
Thank you.
Think it's going to happen this year for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Have fun. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. That's cool. How cool is that? I love working with Spirit. They're so great. All right, you guys. Writer's Heart says, thanks, Lisa. Very spot on. Not too happy about sticking around, but grateful. I know. About laying low. I know. But you know what? Sometimes the answers that we don't want are the perfect answers for what we need. And I say go with that, because I feel like at the end of the year she's going to be happier. All right, so let's see how much time. Okay, let's look in the room here. Let's see. Sylvie Edith, I'm looking for a job. Any message from Spirit? You know what? I think we already answered it. Go to that website I mentioned, indeed.com. Start looking around because they're showing me it again for you, and look in your local area that way. And then Sylvie Edith, you need to check your resume because Archangel Gabriel's coming in the mail form and letting me know that there's something on your resume, typos, grammatical errors, something's going on where you need to kind of review it. He's also showing me LinkedIn, so make sure that your profile's updated. Okay? It'll come. It'll come. I'm getting 1 to 2 for you, so I'm thinking 1 to 2 months. It might not be that long. I don't think it's really going to be that long, but I think you can start doing those. If you do those things, put it out there. Archangel Gabriel will help you with that part of it. And then work with Archangel Shamuel and your spiritual team to get you the right job for you. That's what you need to ask for. Okay? All right. I got 4 minutes. That's it. But I'm going to answer one quick call. So 843. I'm going to answer one quick caller. Hey, there's Lisa. Who's this?
This is Sunithia.
Hi, Sunithia. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good, Lisa. I just have a quick question. Thank you for taking my call. Okay. I'm in a job interview Friday, and I went on a job interview Monday. And I heard back from the job interview from Friday, and they decided to go with someone else. So I'm wondering about the job interview from Monday.
You know, Monday's okay. They're telling me 50-50, right? But I think that the thing about that one is when you went in there, were you not crazy about it?
The one on Friday?
The one on Monday, right? Is that the one you are talking about?
Well, that's the one I need to know about. I'm not going to say I wasn't crazy
about
it.
I know,
we're kind of indifferent, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so keep looking. Okay. I would get on it this week. I think you've got a 50-50 chance. They haven't decided yet, and to be honest, I think Spirit's putting it a little bit on hold. There's a good opportunity that they'll give it to you, but I don't know that you really want it, if that makes sense. So what I would love for you to do, because I pulled the confident card, be bold and take charge, there are a couple of other opportunities that are close by for you. Do you have another job interview this week or next?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Go on that interview because I feel like you may have a choice and we need to feel like you're going to be happy, right? We want to get you because you asked your spiritual team for a place where the people are nice, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying they're telling me that you need to go on the interview tomorrow. Be really open to it. I think you really shine in interviews, so that's not the hard part. You got the skills. That's not the hard part. What we need to do is really know what it feels like when you walk through that hallway when you're going through the interview. Look at the people, see how they're interacting. What does the energy feel like? And then ask your spiritual team when you come home on that night and then Friday, bring the best opportunity for you that will be a good environment. Okay? Now, there's also one more opportunity that may come up for next week. All right? I know you feel like you might have to make a decision if this one on Monday does end up calling you sooner rather than later. But I do feel like you should check tomorrow out. It's a better opportunity for you. And then if you do have something next week, you might like it. I just feel like you're going to have a choice when it does roll down. Okay?
Okay.
But you ask them for somewhere you like.
Okay, because the one on Monday, I actually am really interested in that position. So.
I know you like the work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure about the people, okay?
Okay.
So let's just, and I'm not saying it's a bad job. I'm just saying that Spirit's trying to get you to trust your gut, be confident because you've got the skills. You don't want to take somebody that wants you. You want to take the one you want.
That is so true.
Okay. All right. Yes, they'll bring you the right one. Don't worry about it.
All right.
All right.
Thank
the good news is you got one coming. So that's good.
Thank you.
All right. It was good talking to you. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, callers, go ahead and hang up. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. I know that everybody waited a bit of time. Some people called in really early, and I love you and appreciate that. A lot of you called super early. And I love you and appreciate that. Thank you. So we're wrapping up the show. Okay. Again, so much fun. Right? And then if you listen to different podcasts through different websites, can you go to my Facebook and let me know? Because I'm going to try to just funnel this out into the world and see, you know, just be easy to obtain for people and whatever format they like the most. So definitely post it on my Facebook for me. And I have to say a big thank you to everybody that's been sharing me lately. I am so blessed. And I really appreciate all the thumbs up, all the comments. And I know I ask for them now and then, but I also know that the algorithms are funky because everybody wants you to pay, right? So you have all helped me so much through this, and I love the support. And I just really love you guys, and I appreciate it. So thank you. If you would like your own personal reading, go visit my website at lisabeachy.com. Again, I'm having my, it's an hour-long reading special for the year of January. Many of you guys are really loving it, so go check it out. And then, of course, always go to my Facebook, my Twitter, all that stuff. All right? Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.